Pastor Vanessa, if she will come as our host today, or whoever is hosting the call today, and take it from here. And I honor the Lord for you.
Good morning, Miss Willa. This is Dr. Vanessa, actually in Dallas, Texas, this morning. Just excited. I love that. Thank you, Jesus Thursday. That is awesome. And we so appreciate you, Minister Willa, even on the road for greeting our TMC family as they're coming on the line. We appreciate each and every one of you. We thank God for you. Excited about Jesus and what he's doing in our lives and on our Master's Call family line each and every morning. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, my co-host and myself, we are honored, we are humbled, we are grateful that you have taken the time for many of you each and every morning to join us on the Master's Call, where we truly believe that this call, from its genesis to its omega, each and every morning, is all about Jesus, where we celebrate our Lord and Savior. We thank him for being the head of our lives. And for those of you who are a part of our Artists International family, we send out and shout out a special greeting to you and to our entire Master Call family. The thread that knits our hearts together is because we love and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. The mission statement that truly started this journey for Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself states to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we sincerely endeavor every day to be a place where your life, your spirit is enriched. And as the word of God goes forth, it's enhanced. And every day you feel the exousia, authority, power of God through his word and the dunamis power. It's stirred up inside of you to go out and be a kingdom builder by being that minister in the marketplace. So we celebrate Jesus on this call and use as a text scripture that can be found in Psalms 88:13. In that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we use that as the rock of the word and a foundation as we each and every morning gather together, as I love to say with our ministry, the eagles are gathering so that we can hear a clear word from the Lord. And I want to encourage you, my God, if you were not on the call these last 2 days with Pastor Chuck Brown, you definitely want to go to our website and click on those links and listen. As I always tease him, he preached the word of God. And today is going to be no exception. You're going to be blessed as we continue serving you a full course meal of what God wants to download into our hearts and in our spirits. And our website, for those of you who have not ever visited, we encourage you to go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and avail yourself to the many, many messages since we began our journey back on October 25th in 2010. I tell you, we're coming up close to a year anniversary, and it has been an absolute honor to be here for you each and every morning. And when you go and visit our website, we I have an email address there, because one of our other mandates is to pray, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, to, as I love to say, bombard heaven with the word of God so we can manifest in prayer his divine will for our lives. So we encourage you to send us your prayer requests. We love to hear your praise reports, and just let us know you're there and you're enjoying what God is doing through the TMC family. That email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. www.thebrightlight.com. So we encourage you to be that minister, that evangelist, and let people know, share with others. We've been blessed. The callers has been steadily growing, and it's because, like the Word of God, you're sharing it with others. So let them know, because all are welcome. If you love Jesus, you're welcome to this call. And if you think you might want to get to know him, you're welcome to, because I assure you, the love of Christ is present and will win you over. The thread that brought all of our hearts together was because of most of us are part of Artists International. This is a family-owned Christian company owned by the Diaz de Leon family, and we are so honored that they have allowed us to be a part of that journey. And Dr. PK and I just had it on our hearts when we first became part of this company that there needed to be a place of just prayer, of intercession, of lifting up Jesus. And out of that, this call was birthed. And so those of you who are part of the Artists International family, we always encourage you every day to go to your back office and read the information about the upcoming regional conferences and other meetings, and just the happenings that are going on in Artists International. We have a family member who will be bringing us the Word of God this morning. And before she comes, we like to have a word of prayer. And I see Minister Candy is sitting down here ready. Minister Candy, are you bringing us the opening prayer this morning?
No, I believe I'm closing today, Pastor.
Oh, that's why you're open. Okay, Minister Willa, will you come back, please, and give us our opening prayer, please?
Certainly. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord with all our hearts and all that is within us. Let us bless his holy name. Father, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. We come to you humbly, bowed down, O Lord, in praise to you. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the fruits that this day will bear for us, O God, and our families. Father God, we ask that you please forgive us of all of our sins and just help us to be like you, Lord, in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. Father God, we lift up the founders of this call this morning, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, and continue to be with her family, Lord, and Dr. J, who stands in her stead. Father God, we thank and praise you for our guests who join us each and every morning on this call. Father, we thank and praise you for the prayer warriors, Lord. Father, you told us that you will increase us more and more, us and our household, so we praise you for that. Father, we thank you for the thread, as Dr. Vanessa always says, that got us together this morning, Lord, the D.H. de Leon family, that you will bless them, that you order their footsteps, oh God, that you be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, that you direct them in their thoughts, oh God, and whatever their hands touch, let it prosper. And now, Father God, we lift up the speaker of this call this morning. We thank and praise you that you have embodied her with a ready word, a rhema word we need to hear, the word that is in due season, a word that we can take and share with others. Father God, we bind any hindrances that might want to come against this call. This call already has been spiritually hijacked for you, Father. The angels have already gone before us in Jesus' name, Lord, that everything, every word is heard without interference, and we give you praise. Now, God, we continue to glorify you. We continue to worship you, and as we leave this table this morning, this spiritual table with the word that will be shared to us, that we will feast on, that we just not keep it to ourselves, oh God, that we will find somebody to share it with, that we will encourage someone, that we will pray for someone, that we will love on someone today. And we forever give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that strategic prayer, Minister Willa, and again for your faithfulness while you're even on the road and opening us up in prayer this morning. Well, our speaker this morning, she started her series last week, and I tell you, I've been with her the last couple of days. I flew into Atlanta and went down to the homegoing celebration of our minister Elijah, and I got a chance to come back and spend time in her home and just fell more and more in love with her. Truly, what I want you to know about her, she's worked for over 25 years in corporate America, 20 of those years with the Delta Airlines, has a strong administrative corporate background, but a strong prayer warrior, intercessor. Her father, she's a PK, she's a pastor's kid, is a pastor, and her mother has served faithfully in the vineyard, but she herself stands in tall stature of knowing God's word. She's married to someone who we all know and love and call him the other acronym King, Joseph B. Washington. But I tell you, the insight, the discernment, the prophetic care that Kathy has for God and his people has so blessed me, and I'm so looking forward to her continuing her series. So without further ado, from hot Atlanta also is our minister, Kathy Washington, one of our prayer generals. Kathy, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Well, I give God praise and honor for you today, and I thank God for you spending time with us here in Atlanta. We so enjoyed you as well, and thank God for all of you that's on the call today. Thank you, Minister Willard, for praying and opening up this call. But I'm just excited because we have a message that we started on last week. For those of you who did not get an opportunity to hear the beginning of the message, I'm going to do a slight, a recap of the first two keys that we talked about, and then I'm going to move on and try and get through our remaining keys. I tell you, I'm fired up about this series because I believe all of us are absolutely destined for greatness, and that's the title of the series, You're Destined for Greatness. There have been a lot of things that have happened in all of our lives, and we can look back and see why, you know, see various things that have contributed to where we are today, because God has put greatness in our path. And I tell you, we define destined as a decree, or, you know, something, a decree beforehand to set apart for a special purpose. We said greatness was knowing your purpose in life, and we used a scripture was Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And we used the story of Esther as our foundational scripture, and there is some reference to Joseph as well, so you will hear that throughout this series. We talked about that, you know, on the road to greatness, you need a GPS system. You need to be able to know, how do I get from point A to point B? And so we used the word, the Lord gave us the name destined as our course outline to get us on the road from where we are, from point A to point B, B being the place of greatness. And we said step number one was you've got to discover your gift. You need to determine what it is that God has put inside of you that is absolutely make you set apart. I call it your giant gene. I call it the thing that is in your DNA that you can do better than anybody else can do. Discover the gift that God has put into you. Step number two, we said on the road to greatness, is that you've got to exit the excuse highway. There are many things that will happen along the way, and there are many reasons why you would say, I'm not where I need to be because this, that, or the other. We said also that excuses causes you to do three things. They cause you to cover up. That means to hide or conceal. They cause you to speed up, to hurry up, keep on making mistakes, even though, and making excuses for your mistakes, even though you've got somebody that could possibly help you, you won't let nobody help you. You just really want to keep on doing what you want to do. With the third thing that happens when you offer up excuses is that you give up, you resign, you basically say, you know, I'm done, I'm defeated. But excuses are just just crutches for uncommitted people. The next thing that we're going to talk about is on the road to greatness is step number three. Step number three is the S in destined. It simply says, say goodbye to yesterday. You've got to decide on the road to greatness that you're going to let go of your past. You're going to let go of the tragedies. You're going to let go of the baggage. You're going to let go of all the stuff that could hold you down. Problem with the past is that the past will do two things. It'll either cause you to break down or it'll cause you to break through. And so what I want to encourage you to do today is I want you to break through. Don't allow your past to paralyze your future. As a matter of fact, the word of God told us clearly in Isaiah 43:18. It says, do not remember the former things. Don't even consider the things of old. But just know that God is doing a new thing in you. So I want to encourage you in step number 3, say goodbye to yesterday. Step number 4 is to turn your lemons into lemonade. Back to the story of Esther. You know, she was an orphanage. She was raised by her uncle Mordecai, and she could have simply allowed her self-esteem, in fact, you know, embraced low self-esteem and said, you know, I can't be the queen. How can I be the queen? My parents are dead. I had to, you know, be raised by my uncle. But instead, she took the good teaching and the mentoring of her uncle, and she said, I'm destined for greatness. That's what her uncle told her. So she, basically, the Lord positioned this woman, this young woman, to save a nation. If you don't know the story of Esther, I want you to go back and read it. And for the sake of time, I don't have time to tell you all about her, but she is a powerful character in the Bible that will bless your absolute life. I want to also encourage you that Joseph was another powerful character in the Bible. He basically, the story of Joseph is very, very similar to that of Esther. They were both destined for greatness. Joseph was basically thrown in a pit by his brothers. In fact, he was abandoned and he was sold by his brothers. But Joseph understood that his life, what he had been through, the enemy meant it for evil, but God turned the thing around for his good and put him in position that he could help save and rescue his family from famine. I tell you what, I'm getting fired up. I feel myself getting fired up. I'm going to try to stay calm here. Step number 5 on the road to greatness is that you've got to invest in yourself. And that simply means that you've got to continue to grow. You've got to continue to maximize that gift that God has put in you. You've got to develop yourself. In fact, get yourself a personal development toolkit. You've heard in our business of artists, you know, we're always talking about, you know, continue to grow, continue to develop who you are. Read, study, develop your craft. So I want to encourage you in step number 5 on your way to greatness. Invest in yourself. Step number 6, on your way to greatness, there's going to be some stuff that's going to happen in your life. I want to encourage you, the letter 6, number 6, step 6 on the road to greatness is never forget your praise. Did you hear what I said? Never forget your praise. Now, in order to overcome the challenges, the letdowns, the disappointment, the stuff that's going to happen, even as Joseph ended up in a pit, there's going to be some stuff that's going to put you in a situation where you've got to make a decision never to forget my praise. In the process of you making that decision and dealing with where you are, you've got to do 4 things. You've got to acknowledge the pain that disappointment brought you. Acknowledge the pain of that a letdown. You've got to, number 2, forgive the person or the people that hurt you. Let it go. Number 3, never forget your, on the way to not forgetting your praise, is that you've got to forgive yourself. Some of us have done some things that we got to look around and say, you know what, I got to forgive me. I got to let that unforgiveness go. And the 4th thing you've got to do in order never to forget your praise is you've got to release it and move on. And when you do those 4 things, you are well positioned to now say, God, I'm just going to give you praise. In the midst of this situation where I am today, I'm just going to give you praise because you still are worthy. You're still God Almighty. And I tell you what, I feel like praising him even now. Step number 7 on your road to greatness is that you've got to eliminate the fear. Now, Esther, back to our character here that we're talking about, Esther was, she had the call of greatness on her life. When she found out that there was a plan, there was a plot to intentionally destroy her people, she wanted to basically hide out. And she wanted to say, you know, maybe because I'm up here in the king's house, I don't have to worry about the fact that, you know, there's a decree here to kill the Jews. Well, Mordecai reminded her, hey, guess what? You are a Jew too. And she could have been afraid and said, you know what, I'm just not going to go to the king. It's basically a death warrant for me to go without an invitation. He hasn't beckoned me. He hasn't asked me to come. But she had to be bold and courageous and decide, I'm going to let go of the fear. If you all would just fast and pray for me, and sometimes we got to do that. We got to turn our plate over and say, you know what, I'm gonna get rid of this thing that keeps on holding me back, this fear, this false evidence appearing real. I'm going to let that thing go, and I'm going to face my inadequacies. I'm going to face it, look for a solution. I'm going to finalize my decision. In fact, Esther simply said, if I perish, I perish. But I've got to make a decision to go before the king, because she was on her way to greatness. She had to help save her nation. Step number 8, and I think I'm going to wrap it up today, Pastor Vanessa. Step number 8, on your way to greatness is that you have got to discipline your thoughts. Somebody said that our thoughts become our words, and our words become our action, and our action become our habit. Our habits are the foundation of the character. You know, the person you really are when nobody else is watching. And your character determines your destiny. So it all starts with our thoughts. It's where the enemy tries to get most of us, right there in our thought life. But I'm telling you the truth today. We have the Word of God that we can stand on. And that Word simply says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring it into captivity, every thought. So you have a responsibility. You can let that thing come and sit in your mind, and you can embrace it, hold on to it, or you can say, oh, no, devil, I'm not receiving that today. You can cast it down. You can do it because the Word says to do that. And when you do that, you don't have to worry about those thoughts, those negative thoughts dominating your mind and you becoming. The Word also lets us know that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever you're thinking on, whatever your dominant thought is what you become. So I want to encourage you today as I recap simply 8 steps on the road to greatness, realizing that destiny is our GPS. It is how we get from point A to point B. Step 1, I told you, was discover your gift. Discover that giant gene that's on the inside of you, what God has put in your heart. Step number 2, I said, is the letter E. It simply means to exit the excuse highway. Stop making excuses for why you are not where you need to be. Just get on up and let's go do it. Step number 3 is to say goodbye to yesterday. Say goodbye to all your past and all the problems of your past. Let it go and say yes to your future. Step number 4, I said to turn, was the letter T. Turn your lemons into lemonade, realizing that there are going to be trials. There are going to be tribulation. There are going to be things that will happen in your life. But I want to encourage you, Jesus has said, he simply said, I have come to overcome the world. And he also said that he has prayed for you that your faith would not fail. Step number 5, invest in yourself. Develop who you are. The Word told us to study to show ourselves approved. So develop yourself. Number 6 is the letter N. Never forget your praise. Somebody said that when praises go up, blessings come down. Well, I don't know, but I do understand that God inhabits the praises of his people. So I want to encourage you, on your road to greatness, don't forget your praise. Get your praise on. You might have to praise before the victory come, but you better go ahead and get your praise on today. Step number 7. Eliminate your fear. Get rid of the false evidence appearing real in your life. Determine that the word of the Lord said in 2 Timothy 1:7, that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me love, power, and a sound mind. And finally, as we bring this to a close, step number 8, discipline your thoughts. Think on the God kind of thoughts. Think on those things that are pure. Think on those things that are lovely. Think on those things that are good report. And I tell you what, if you begin to do that, your life will begin to turn around because we are what we think today. Pastor Vanessa, I am going to give this back over to you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share, because we are all destined for greatness.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I knew that was in you and so much more. Destined for greatness. I tell you, she already gave us an overview of what each letter means and these nuggets of truth and words of wisdom that we all can take and chew on today and let it marinate down in our spirit so that it'll get us focused and faithful on that journey toward success. Thank you so much again, Minister Kathy, for blessing our hearts today. I'm going to ask now if I'm now getting correct, Minister Candy, will you come on the line, please, and speak this awesome word in prayer as you also lift up our prayer requests. Definitely wanted to remind all of us to be praying. Dr. PK did head back to Colorado Springs yesterday and made it safely. So definitely have her in your prayers as her and her family adjust and transition to this new season. And we have many prayer requests that we will be covering today. So Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Praise God. Father, we rejoice in you this morning. We glorify your name. We thank you for the anointed word that we received this morning, the 8 steps on the road to greatness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come to you this morning praying for those who have requested our prayers. Father God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. So I declare the glory of your healing to manifest in Dr. Solomon, in Lois Price, in Jesse, in Clarence, and Maddie Preston, and Alfie, and Jazzy, and Kevin Storks. I call upon the healing power to manifest in Lester Price, in Jackie, and Johnny May, in Dora, and Gwen Beatty, in Helen, Alicia, and Angela's arm. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Father God, you are Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace. You give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. So we speak peace into the lives of Ronaldo's cousins who just lost their mother, especially Wesley. We ask you to comfort their hearts and disband every evil spirit of confusion and strife. Father God, you are Jehovah Rohi. You are our protection. Your word says you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You restore our soul and leads us in the paths of righteousness for your namesake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Thou art with us. So we declare the glory of your protection for the Whitaker family, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK and the artist distributors, Dr. J and Dr. Walter Henderson, as they travel, Lord God, and all of our listeners who frequently travel. Father God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who provides for us. We declare the manifestation of your provisions for Rushi. We thank you for the greater income and profits. We thank you for freedom of debt and financial bondage. Father God, we bind every satanic, diabolical financial stronghold in the lives of all of your people. We declare the glory and blessings on Dorothy Cook and the Diaz de Leon family as they share in the leadership of Artists International, as they go about doing your work by setting the captives free and providing an opportunity and hope to the hopeless. Bless them going in and bless them going out. Father God, give them strength to carry on the work and mission you have given them. We lift up the elite ladies of expression and Marie Preston. Thank you that they serve as a beacon of light in the midst of darkness. We pray for Jackie's son, Joseph, who will be coming home soon. We lift up the entire Roberts family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, as they adjust to a life without their precious David Elisha. Lord, we thank you for divine intervention on behalf of them and all of the Master's Call family. We pray these prayers in Jesus' name with great expectation. We thank you and we praise you. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for lifting all of us up with that prophetic prayer that speaks into our hearts and our minds and spirits that our Lord and Savior has us, is perfecting in us, and truly delivering us to that place of purpose in Him. Thank you so, so much. And I tell you, Minister Kathy, thank you for that awesome word on destined for success. Was a blessing to our hearts. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for opening us up in prayer and being that greeter who got everyone spiritually seated, ready to go today. As each and every one of you are TMC family, we are so honored that you're a part of what God is doing in us and through us. And we want to encourage you, as we do each and every day, it's your turn now to submit and obey to the call of the Master on your life. Each and every one of us have a unique, destined, specific call on our life, and we want to line up with that purpose to go out and be that minister in the marketplace and be that kingdom builder. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you on a fantastic Friday tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.